Thank you for calling in. How can I help? Yeah, hi. I'm good. How are you, sir? Okay. Are you calling about your residential account? One by one, one by one. Right now, give me the account number that you're calling me for. How will I understand? Let me pull up the residential account and see if this is the account you're calling in or not. Is it for 14 Birdwood Road? Okay. How can I help you with this account? Yes, shows Rami Raful. You want me to resend you the bill or you want me to tell you the amount? 101.16, $101.16. It's already due. It's mentioned on the bill. You haven't got the bill? Let me email you once again. Let me email you. Is it brosterbasshill@gmail.com? Yeah, I've just emailed you again. So on the bill only, on the first page of the bill, you will get all the payment options like BPAY, electronic fund transfer, pay over the phone using credit card. I have resent you the bill. Have you got it? Okay, so you can check the payment options and make the payment, sir. No, it says that, but payable amount is 101.16. That's all you need to pay. We have removed the other charges. So you have to pay, I repeat, 101.16. Those are in the process. You have to give me the account number because I am getting multiple accounts under your name. Zero two nine seven. Depends on whose name was the phone number associated with, because if someone else is calling us right now and the phone number belongs to someone else, that the porting gets rejected. Now I can see the account has been created under Abdul Rahman. Phone number is in porting process. Yeah, porting process. Let me try to conference the call. Bear with me. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Hold on, hold on. I'll try to take a conference.
Hello.
Hello, Tina. I've got Abdul on the line. Shall I give you the account number?
Yeah, please.
812767. So So I guess this is some issue with the porting. Can you just check what exactly is going on with both the accounts? I'll give you his mobile number, 0416 62225.
Yeah, I have his mobile number with me.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, I gave you the account number. So with this mobile number, can you look up and check what are the details we need and what needs to be done with Abdul? Can you speak, please?
There is one more number. Yeah, that's right. There are few numbers in the for both of the account. Few numbers is included, and we have already put the request. We have already provisioned the services for you. Since it is a Cat C service, that's why it is taking little time to get it connected. But as soon we get the update from the network, then definitely your accounts manager is going to call you back and he's going to help you out to complete the setup, okay? So please wait. Yes. Now, for now, it is connected with them, but we have already sent the request to port the services, and we are waiting for the upstream network to respond us. As soon we get the update, you're going to get a call from your accounts manager, and he's going to help you out to do the setup, okay? So just wait for it. I understand, sir. It is for long time. Actually, this is Cat C service, Cat C porting request. That's why they take little longer. But then again, sir, from our end, we have already updated to get it connected ASAP. So I would request you, sir, that the old company will keep on sending the bill until it is connected with us. So you can just wait a little longer, and we are just gonna go ahead and get that done soon from our end. We'll try to do that, okay? Yeah, that's right. That's absolutely right. The first business which you have told me earlier. Yeah. Hi, Shakil. How are you? Okay, just a moment. You have gone ahead with a new account with me, right? Can you just confirm me your mobile number? 808479. Let me open the account. One moment. Yeah, let me check. Okay, for this also, we have already submitted the request, the porting request, okay? And we have seen here that the cutover date has not been came. So the provision is already done, and the cutover date is going to be, the requested date is 25th of this month, okay? So as soon as we get the update by the network, your accounts manager is going to send you the modem, and he's going to get you connected with the NBN with us, okay? So see,
No
as we
sir,
have told you.
unfortunately, I'm sorry to cut you. Shakil, this is Abhishek. Our modems doesn't have a 4G backup service. If you want a backup, you need to get it separately. Our modems doesn't. Yeah, separately you can get dongles and keep at the shop. Our modem does not have a 4G or a 5G backup separately. It has got dual channels, like two networks. It has got 2.4G network and 5G network. Yes, I know. Optus Telstra modem comes along with that, but unfortunately, our modems are still not coming with 4G or 5G backup. No. Right now it will work. See, our service is excellent. Normally the service does not go down. Okay. In case if it goes down, then you can keep a backup service for yourself. In case if you require. Like you can get a Optus or Telstra, what do you call is dongle and keep it up. Keep I mean keep at the shop. No, not modem. Dongles are available separately. Yeah. No. Sir, our service normally doesn't go down, so why will you require a dongle? That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Let me
We
explain.
have, yes,
Can I
our,
explain this?
yeah, please go ahead.
Right. Now, see, generally what happens, people do have trouble in the internet, and that's why a lot of companies overcharge and they give that kind of service since we don't have it. So he's just explaining it to you. See, generally it won't be happening like that because the service that we are giving you the better internet speed with us. So up to 25 Mbps, so that will. Sorry? Can you hang on? Can you hang on? Just a moment. Let me have a check. Just a moment. Yes, you there? Right. Now see, basically, yes, of course, it is linked with the internet, but don't you worry about the internet because you are already using the internet with us for the other shops. So generally that issue will not happen. That scenario will not come. But then again, if there is any such issues, you let us know in the priority basis. We are going to look into the matter and we are going to resolve the issue. That thing only happens on customers' mind when they get a bad service or when they go ahead and get worse service. But the one that we are giving you with this one, it's going to be a better service from our end. So just let us go ahead and do the complete setup. Once the complete setup is done, then there will be no issue for sure, okay? So yeah, don't. No, actually, we have. I understand. Now, see, initially we have given you 10 days of cooling off period, and the 10-day cooling off period got expired. We have created the account. We have already provisioned the services from our end, and we have got the requested time, which is on 25th of this month. So by 25th of this month, the service will coming live to us, and your accounts manager is going to call you back and is going to help you out to do the setup. If that is needed, he'll be sending you the modem in advance, or maybe he'll be sending you the modem accordingly, okay? So don't worry about that. Of course, don't you worry. Once your accounts manager get the update from the upstream network, he'll be in touch with you. He'll be letting you know when exactly it's going to be coming over and when exactly the setup day will be fixed, okay? So don't worry about that. He'll be letting you know in advance, all right? No issues. Have a great day and enjoy the services, Shakil. Just wait a little while, okay? We have done our best. We have already gotten the request, and it will be there soon, okay? No worries then. Yes, this is, yeah, you can even write down my number if you want. Sure. Abhishek, do you have my number? Oh God, what's my number? Let me just call you back from my number. You can disconnect the call. I'm going to call you back from my number and you save my number as Tina, okay? No problem. Expect a call. Yep. Thank you.